Hi, this week the question is, what does the Bible say about child training? And specifically, we're going to ask the question, who controls your home, the parent or the child? The Bible promises blessings to parents who train their children according to God's standards. In Proverbs 23, verse 24 and 25, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. In contrast, the Bible promises curses to parents that refuse to train and instruct their children by divine standards. In Proverbs 10, verse 1, a foolish son is a grief of his mother. Proverbs 17, verse 21, he who begets a scoffer does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. Proverbs 29, verse 15, a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. From these passages, it's obvious that God holds parents totally responsible for the training of children. Parents who farm their children out to schools, daycare centers, and babysitters for training are neglecting their God-given responsibilities. Next, the Bible teaches clearly that there's a specific way to train each and every child. It's not a hit-or-miss proposition. There are two phases of child training according to the Bible. First, control. Second, teaching. All right, let's start with the first one. Parents must control their children. They must establish the right of rulership over their children. After children have been trained, the Bible teaches, secondly, that they are to be taught. So, before receiving instructions from his parent, a child must respect his parent's word. Children will not accept instructions from parents they do not respect. But before a child will respect his parent's word, he must first become obedient. Listen to the following passage of Scripture and see if this is not indeed the Bible process. In Ephesians 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. Verse 4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Notice three important words in these verses of Scripture. Verse 1 says, obey. Verse 2 says, honor. Verse 4 says, bring them up. The divine plan for child training is for children to be taught to obey their parents first. Obedience will teach them honor for their parents' authority and word. Once the child honors his parents' word, parents are then in a position to bring them up or teach them proper standards of right and wrong. Let's focus on the control aspect for a moment. When should parents begin to establish control over children so that they eventually will be prepared for teaching? The Bible teaches the sooner the better. In Proverbs 19, verse 18, the King James Version says, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. This passage implies there is an age when children are beyond hope. You allow a child to go too long disrespecting parental authority, and it will be too late. When a child begins to challenge the parent's right to rule over him, you then have rebellion on your hands. And rebellion comes in two forms: active rebellion, passive rebellion. Active rebellion is when a child defies you, saying no to your instructions, or walks away while you're still talking to him. Jesus gives an example of active rebellion in Matthew 21, verse 28. He said, but what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first son and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. Now, when this son said, I will not, he was actively rebelling against his father. Passive rebellion is harder to detect. When a child continually forgets, however, what you told him, he's rebelling. He's saying, basically, your word is not worth remembering to me. Jesus gives an example of this in Matthew 21, verse 30. Then the father came to the second son and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir. But he did not go. When this son delayed his obedience until he simply forgot about it, he's passively rebelling against his father. Now, what should parents do about rebellion? How can parents re-establish their right to rule over their children and direct their affairs? Well, first, let's talk about the wrong ways to handle rebellion. First, it's wrong to negotiate with a rebellious child. This leaves the child in control of the parents rather than the parents in control of the child. By negotiating, parents must give in and allow the rebellious child to have his way. If he doesn't get his way, he merely rebels more until he does. Second, it's wrong to bribe a rebellious child. In doing this, the parent again relinquishes rulership over the child, and the child is being paid money to behave himself. If the pay someday isn't enough, he must have an increase in pay, or he rebels and does what he wants anyway. And third, it is wrong to restrict the rebellious child's privileges. Rather than driving out rebellion, this merely causes resentment, and the child pouts and fumes inside. Restricting privileges is merely adding fuel to the rebellious attitude that is present. And fourth, it's wrong to redirect the rebellious child's attention. Some parents try redirecting the child's attention to something else that might be better, but this leaves the child still in control of his own life. He's getting his own way rather than the parents being in control of the child. The child, instead, is controlling the parents. The only solution is to conquer rebellion. It must be crushed. Rebellion cannot be negotiated with, it cannot be bribed, it cannot be restricted. It must be conquered. According to the Bible, the only way to handle rebellion is to chastise the rebellious child with a rod. Chastisement with a rod is not to be used to solve every problem. According to the Bible, the rod is to be used only in cases of rebellion. For example, if a child tracks mud in on the carpet or spills his milk, he's not rebelling against authority, and chastising with a rod is totally out of place in a situation like that. However, if a child refuses to do work that has been assigned to him, he is rebelling, and the only biblical solution to rebellion is the rod. In Proverbs 13, verse 24, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." Proverbs 22, verse 15, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of the child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him." Proverbs 23, verses 13 and 14, "Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell." More passages could be given, but this is sufficient to prove the point. Rebellion can be conquered only by a rod. We'll continue this subject next week. And I thank you for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And there you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we continue on with this subject of what the Bible says about child training.